From RC Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. Featuring special guest Alyssa Brown. And a new game, Guess That Sound. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
What a lovely Friday it is. Y'all, you survived the week today, and you're hanging out with me, Caden Coleman, on the show. The show, It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. We made it episode 4. I'm surprised we haven't got canceled already. Because I'm a very sporadic and crazy person, and I'm scary. And I'm grateful y'all are tuning in and enjoying the show as much as I am. I'm telling you, right before we started, Kale was telling me, like, you're always so excited to get on the show and get on the air. And I'm like, I always am. Isn't that right, Caleb?
That is correct, yes.
I'm honestly a little too excited for every single show, and especially our guest today. She, I don't even know the words to describe her. I got told today I love adjectives, and I just can't help but mention how amazing this girl is. She's a Tulsa legend. It's Alyssa Brown. She is a poet, a singer, an actress. She literally is a jack of all trades, and she'll be on the show after the 15-minute break. You don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about her book, Modern Renaissance, an upcoming event called Oh Mother, a spoken word event that she's going to have. On the 22nd, so you don't want to miss that. Also, we have a new game today. We have Guess That Sound. Here's the fun part. I thought I might as well quiz Caleb on how good he is at knowing his sound. Since he's my, like, producer and he manages a lot of sound stuff here at the station, I thought I would quiz him on how well does he know these sounds. You know what I mean? Are you excited for that? Are you scared?
I am excited, and I just want to preface now. I have not heard any of these sounds, so I have no advantage at all.
Oh, yeah, he's never heard any of these, and him and Alyssa are going to go head-to-head on Guess That Sound. That is my thing. I should make musical intros for all the segments, but for now, it's Guess That Sound. Thoughts on that?
Bruh.
Okay, thoughts on that as a bruh.
But this hurts my head.
Oh, that's a new sound.
It is a new sound. Shout out to Maria.
Shout out to Maria. Oh my goodness. She's amazing. Speaking of, her jazz show is right after this. In case you haven't tuned in after. Indeed. In case you haven't listened after, It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. We have the lovely show, The Lounge, which is full of all the jazz music you need to simmer down towards the weekend. Because Lord knows, we're all working for the weekend. I probably bring that up once every episode, that song. I just somehow include it in the show because I love that song. But you worked for the weekend and now you're here. The weekend is nigh and you're sitting here with me again, Caden Coleman. How are you today? That's like an ASMR thing. I mean, I think you're here, but you're not here. Anyways, on a whole different topic here, there is this new TikTok trend going around that has made me so insecure. But I understand the craze for it. There's a new song called Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo to where you, like, put your face in the center of the shot and you click the invert filter and you can really see how uneven your face is. And it's making me want to die in a good way, like in a respectful way.
Like, why are you bullying me?
That's what the filter does to me. It bullies me and it makes me scared. My nose waggles when I invert it. Like it waves high like a hand. And my saggy face just, you know, just goes side to side. And Caleb, you did it too. I took one of Caleb too, and Caleb's face is way more symmetrical than mine, and it makes me really sad. But what are your thoughts? Does it make you sad, the filter, the challenge?
I mean, I don't think it makes me sad. I think everyone's made unique and individual, so everyone should be proud of what they have.
Usually I would say that. I need to be more optimistic, I guess. That's true. Everyone is made in their own way. Like Lady Gaga said, we're all born this way, you know? We're on the right track, baby. We were born this way. So I should really, really appreciate my big old fat nose. It smells good. It really does smell all the things. I feel like I smell colors sometimes. Even if I think I had COVID in January, I feel like I could still smell, even though I may not have had COVID. Caleb likes to disagree with me and tells me I did not have COVID because I was an asymptomatic carrier, I think. I randomly tested positive. But I feel like even if I had COVID, like for real, I would be able to smell things because my nose is so big. There's so much space in there that you could just smell. I don't know what I'm saying. See, this is why I'm surprised we have not got canceled, because of how weird the conversations are.
Bruh.
Okay, sir. Sir.
Why are you bullying me?
Caleb, what was, again, the filter? Did you expect to do as good as you did?
I mean, I don't think I did good. I was just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what to say about
that. There are some people that look like they like copied and pasted the left and right side of their face.
Yeah, there is.
And it's just like, you're lying. Like, you know what I mean? In a respectful way. Like, everyone's so beautiful in their own way. But symmetry, whether you like it or not, like, I don't have it. You know what I mean? Which is fine. Because I offer somebody a whole uniqueness of face. You know what I mean? When I serve. Like Vogue. Like Madonna. That's me. Anyways, other TikTok trends. There's so much other TikTok trends happening. There's new KFC chicken tenders that have been going around. Have you heard of this, Caleb?
I actually haven't. This is the first I've ever heard of it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so me and my friend Elizabeth are talking about this, and there's, like, these new spicy chicken tenders, and everyone's going crazy for them.
Well, have you heard of the new spicy grilled sandwich at Chick-fil-A?
No.
Yeah.
We I think we're brought to you by both of these places. We're not.
I would love to.
But I've heard these spicy chicken tenders were delicious. Delicious. And it comes with, like, pickles, too. Thoughts?
With chicken tenders?
Yeah.
Not like a sandwich?
Like dill. It's not a sandwich. It's just like...
So it's just like... It's just like chicken, pickles, probably fries. Is that it?
Not even fries. It's just some pickles thrown in there. I love pickles.
That's a no from me, Chief.
Fried pickles?
I like fried pickles, yeah. I actually... What's interesting is I don't like pickles, but I like fried pickles.
I suggested having a mukbang episode where we chat and eat at the same time, but I'm not sure people that have, like, you know, it's they're sensory sensitive that would like to hear that.
Also, you got to remember that we're literally in a radio station with thousands of dollars worth of equipment around
us. True. And I'm the messiest eater ever. Take me to Buffalo Wild Wings and you'll see a horror show.
You get to see Caden's real side whenever we take him to get wings.
Oh, it's scary. And here's my opinion. Bone and wings are the way to
go. Don't even say it.
I am. Because you adamantly oppose me. Boneless wings are not wings.
Boneless.
They are chicken nuggets covered in sauce.
Well, let me just say that chicken nuggets covered in sauce saves you a lot of time and a lot of effort and gets you more food.
But the flavor of the bone. I'm bad to the bone. But one time I played, speaking of musicals, this is not speaking of musicals, but speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings, I was in a musical called Hairspray. Bad transition, by the way.
Yeah.
Where I played a woman, and after I got done with the show, I slid all my makeup on and everything. I was, like, so hungry, so I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with a couple of friends, and I was, again, caked. I had, like, makeup all over my face, like, full-on caked to be a woman with makeup, and I was just going ham on wings. The amount of looks I got and the judgmental looks I got was disgusting. Let this person eat their wings in peace. You were there for that, weren't you?
No.
But do you picture what I'm saying? It's a vivid picture. You've eaten wings with me before, and it's pretty tragic.
What's funny is we got to this point where if we do eat wings, Caden refuses to go out in public to eat them. It's that bad? No.
I feel embarrassed. Okay. I enjoy the wings, though. I mean, here's the thing. If I won't go out in public because I'm eating wings. Just I won't make a first impression. I won't take somebody out like first time to eat wings with me.
But if we both live on campus, and if you go to get wings at the local like food place, you won't eat it there. You have to take it to your room and eat it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna sit there and eat that pile of wings in front of like Joe Schmo and just see me dripping sauce out of my mouth. It's bad. It's bad. Speaking of RSU.
Wow, lots of transitions today.
I know. There's a lot to talk about. It's been crazy. We're in finals and all that stuff. But speaking of RSU, like I was saying earlier, they posted about my show today. And it was so thoughtful. So thoughtful. And they officially titled me Funny Guy Caden. So now, Caleb, you cannot say that I'm not funny. Because it's RSU Hunter the Hill Cat confirmed I'm funny.
I still don't have to agree with him.
But why are you bullying me?
Yeah, that's how I feel. The funny thing is, you put that sound on the board, and
I did.
Little did you know you'd be using it in my defense.
It's all teasing.
It is teasing.
I wish I had a title like that. I wish I was funny guy.
Funny guy, Caden. Yeah. You're funny. You're so funny. You are funny.
That's cap.
That's no.
Sorry.
Hey.
If you don't know what cap means, it means lies.
I know. I didn't even mention what mukbang was earlier, and people are like, what is that?
Yeah. It's okay.
Mukbang or mukbang is where you just film yourself or you record yourself eating and talking with the camera or with people. For me, it's entertaining. For some people, it could not be. But that's beside the point. You are funny, Caleb. You are funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You're so welcome. Caleb is a good guy. And he's a good producer, too. And again, the show would not be possible without him.
Oh, you're going to make me blush.
Oh. We've been good friends for a long time. Until we weren't. I feel like one of those crime shows that they like make it invert colors and like until they weren't.
Cue the Law and Order sound effect.
I know. Dum dum. Mm-hmm. They were friends until they weren't. Oh my goodness. What if one of us killed each other?
Okay, that is not a way to start a sentence.
No, listen. What if in the very, very end things went crazy, one of us died?
Uh-huh.
Like this would be in the documentary about us dying.
That'd be weird. Are you trying to murder me now? Is that your plan?
No, I would never. I would never. Oh, even if we were some crazy accident, like I want a documentary about us and our experiences, especially some recently this semester that have been especially noteworthy.
Someone please do your capstone over us.
Make your capstone about. I could tell you the craziest stories. Some stories I can't say on the air, but some stories that I could give you a whole juicy HBO miniseries about. You always joke about it because my life is like a roller coaster.
Okay. Roller coaster tycoon?
It's like the crazy roller coaster like where somebody died on it.
This hurts my head.
No, like my roller coaster goes upside down, left and right, across town.
At least it makes for an interesting
it's
podcast.
It's interesting. It's a good
Not
ride.
Podcast. This is a late night talk show. It's kind of a podcast, though.
Oh, good segue. Look at that. Okay, y'all. It is official. We're still getting it put up on certain platforms, but it's kind of late. But Caden Coleman is now a podcast. Oh, my gosh. So you heard it here first. Every episode will be uploaded as a podcast, and you can catch episodes 1 and 2 right now on Spotify, I think, Apple Podcasts. And we're getting it worked out where you can go easily to rscradio.com and listen through there, which is the best way to listen is through our website. But for our show, the best way to listen again is 91.3 FM or rscradio.com. Of course. Where else would you go to? Where else will you get a radio show, a radio talk show like this?
Nowhere.
We should start a beef with another radio station.
Let's not do that.
Just kidding. We want to sponsor them. I love radio people. That's why I'm here. I love radio people.
You are radio people.
I am. Wow. I never thought about it that way. I'm in that base now. I'm in there.
Yeah.
I'm in the community. Will you accept me in the community, though? Am I in the community?
Everyone's accepted.
Oh, radio community is so thoughtful.
That's the best thing about radio is, like, it's just your voice. So, you know, who cares?
You know what? You speaking beautiful words today makes me kind of weird. Do you have a concussion or something?
No.
In a polite way?
I'm just in a good mood today.
That's good.
I'm in a great mood today.
That's so good. We're so excited. And then tomorrow is a vinyl-a-thon here.
Oh,
we'll be playing live music exclusively from vinyl records from 1 to 5. Me and Caleb's set would be from 2:30 to 3:30. But tune into everybody's set. It's going to be so much fun. You'll get to hear, again, all this music exclusively from live vinyl. With that being said, though, it is literally time for a break already. I feel like when you're having fun, time just flies by. But we're coming back from break. And again, we have an interview with Tulsa legend, Alyssa Brown. So you don't want to miss it. And we'll see you after this break right now on It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman. And here with us in the studio today for an amazing interview. Again, I feel like now is my time to say all the adjectives because I don't know how to describe this amazing person. I'm just going to slowly get into it. We have the Tulsa poet, actress, singer, and just overall joy to be around. We have Alyssa Brown. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you today, ma'am?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Again, when I told her before we went on the air that I literally made this show, and I was like, when I first thought of Tulsa talent, I knew I had to have you on because she actually has a book, a poetry book, that I actually have myself, and it's pretty good. What do you say to myself? Would you tell us about your book?
Yeah.
Tell us about your poetry writing process and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, thank you for all the kind words. I'm like, that's so nice. So I started writing poetry when I was in high school. I'm 47 now, by the way, guys. No, I'm just kidding. It's only been a few years, but I've been writing for a few years. And during quarantine or during the beginning of the pandemic, that's when I was really ultimately inspired. And I just took that whole year to just write. And whenever you read in my book, which is called Modern Renaissance, it kind of goes through the three stages. And I was actually I was post a long-term breakup for a little while. And then I had gotten into a new relationship, and it was just opening my eyes to see the kind of grief your body goes through when you're in a pretty messed up relationship for a while. And so I was kind of going through this grief process almost with my body. And so my book is in three stages, and goes through part one is dark, part two is shift, and part three is rebirth. But it's also all of the thought processes of not only is your body going through grief, but we're also in a pandemic. So it's about the anxieties and also the healing process, and also the joy you're finding with the people you're around. And so it's like a mix of emotions. But Modern Renaissance, the title, I'm obsessed with the Renaissance era. The Renaissance era was the ultimate shift period. Mm-hmm. There was the Black Plague going on. I mean, I'm not going to be dramatic and be like, COVID is the Black Plague, but we're in a pandemic like that. And we're now, I'm seeing all of my artist friends really emerge into what they really want to do. And so, just like the Renaissance, we had new scientists and new painters and new writers. It's kind of what I think was emerging here. Mm-hmm. So kind of like, again, super dramatic to be like, it's another Renaissance. It kind of just feels like that. So that's what I was kind of inspired by.
Yeah. Kind of like an awakening, like going through COVID and then post-breakup, an awakening. It's a modern Renaissance, a new level of art.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's all in the book.
Yep.
You mind sharing this with one poem, like one of your favorites? Or, because I know reading it, you really understand where she's coming from with not only the COVID perspective, but a breakup perspective.
Yeah. Let me see.
Kind of reminds me of Melodrama by Lorde.
Oh my God. Don't compare me to something so crazy and good.
No, I read about
Melodrama is amazing. Yeah, that's 100%. One of my favorite albums. It actually inspired me to write a lot when I was in high school. She's incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's what I kind of wanted it to be. I want it to be like how Melodrama is. It kind of starts in one mood and ends in it goes through the almost like a grief process for her.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to see which one I would really like to read. Could I actually read one? It of course was inspired after George Floyd's murder, and not an inspiration. It's more in honor of him. I didn't mean for that to sound insensitive. It's more of once the George Floyd murder happened and we are now in that trial, awaiting the answer. I wrote this poem in a series of poems, not for just George Floyd, but for Ahmaud Arbery and for Breonna Taylor. These poems can also be found in the Release Me anthology that will be coming out soon. Mm-hmm. I don't have a set date, but they will be living in there, which is a history of Greenwood, which I think is so important to Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And if everyone would love to look at that, that is on my Instagram. It is also on the Greenwood Arts Project. But this is a series of a few poems. It is actually really important to me. I don't get to read these ones often. Mm-hmm. And if that'd be okay with you, I'd love to read this one.
Beautiful. I'm so ready.
Yay. Awesome. So okay, so this is called Injustice. Breath in America is a luxury. White knee pinning down black neck. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Jogging in the road soon becomes a race for his life, 3 shots. A well-deserved rest dedicated her life to saving others, no warning, no peace, 8 bullets. How is hatred still planted in the soil of a country whose song praises freedom? Weeds rise to cover the truth. We will not forget. We will not stop fighting. Say their names. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Heartbreakingly beautiful.
Thank you.
But then again, you can catch all of that. Because like COVID really, not only COVID, but like the events that inspired during COVID are really at the forefront of the book,
mm-hmm.
as long with the breakup and all that stuff. Just like a tragedy turned into art in a sense of a way. Is that how you describe it as well?
Yeah. There was so much happening just at the beginning of the pandemic. And unfortunately, we are not out of a pandemic yet, even with vaccinations. You know, it's mm-hmm. like we are still here. There are still new strains. It's anxiety inducing.
Mm-hmm.
But even through the midst of all the insanity, it was like clarity seeing all of the people in my life creating things to, like, you know, get us out of this funk of COVID anxiousness. You know, it's like my musician friends were making music. My writer friends were writing poetry. My rapper friends were creating videos and doing all that they could. And it's really inspiring to see that even though in like a world of chaos, people create, like that's the outcome of it, which it's like, I wish some of the events didn't have to happen. So we got here, but we are here and now we're creating mm-hmm. and we're inspiring each other. So mm-hmm. I think it's amazing how much a community can come together. And I mm-hmm. think that's what Tulsa totally did.
Oh yeah.
So it's really inspiring. Yeah.
We're kind of using art as a recovery process.
Yes.
Like as like therapeutic yeah. type of thing. And speaking of like, you know, I was actually watching, this is random, but you've ever heard of the show Watchmen?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's also around Tulsa and the race riots. And recently I started seeing people on Twitter that talk about the race riots and they're just not figuring out about it.
Yeah.
It was true. People thought it was fake and all that stuff. And I feel like that's all, you know, coming up to fruition now. People are learning more about that. And I'm just glad that hopefully we learn a lesson this time around.
Yeah.
Not only with the COVID pandemic, but like going forward with our generation, all the struggles we had to go through. Because not only is it COVID, we're also still growing up.
Oh, yeah. Like we're still like finding out who we are. You know, it's so insane. Like I'm 21, and so like being out of high school, and my brothers are in high school, and what they're experiencing, and like people who are still like growing up and figuring it out. Like I moved out for the first time by myself whenever the pandemic started. So it's like, oh, like now I not only have to worry about bills, now I have to worry about not getting a disease mm-hmm. and giving it to my grandmother. So it's like, oh, it's anxiety inducing, but it also is. In the midst of chaos, we create, and I think that's what humans do best, and what we all, like, I mean, it's been a messed up history for the world, but also
yeah.
it's like, you see the things, like the Renaissance era, there was a black plague going around, people's limbs were falling off, people were dying, and yet they were like, you know what, this is like, the artists were just emerging, science was emerging, like, inventions were being made, that's so cool,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Black Plague isn't cool, but, you know.
Like, comfort in the chaos.
There
That's
you
what we're
go.
Looking for.
Yeah.
Comfort in the chaos. And speaking of more poetry, you have your own poetry account on Instagram.
Yes.
And you also announced the title of your next book coming out.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, next year, I believe,
yes.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about that some
Yeah.
more.
Final Girl. A final girl in film is the girl who faces off. She's the last girl standing to face off against the monster, the killer, the murderer, whatever. She is the one who ends up telling this story. I.e. Lori from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of stuff like that. I love Final Girls. I'm terrified of scary movies, but I love scary movies. It's like my favorite genre. I love mm-hmm. horror. I love Ari Aster. I just watched Hereditary recently. Terrifying.
Me and Caleb could talk about that, especially Caleb could talk about Hereditary for days. Toni Collette.
Oh, amazing. I guess she's kind of like a final... Well, no. Her son would be. I was like, she's definitely gone in the end. But anyways.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, if you haven't watched Hereditary, don't watch it alone. It
yes.
was the worst mistake of my life.
No, I wouldn't say watch it alone. It makes it more scary.
Oh, yeah.
I love
terrifying.
Watching it.
It's scary. don't do. I told my boyfriend one night, I was like, I'm going to watch Hereditary. I was just like not having a good night. And he's like, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, I think I'll be fine. And then I was like crying and I was like texting him like, oh, what did I do?
But I watched it for Toni Collette's scene. And
dinner room scene. Yes.
That's like my acting part of me just eats it up for breakfast.
A lot of it was improv on top of that. That's amazing. Women can do it.
Women run the world. Women are the leaders. And I wouldn't exist if it weren't for women.
If it weren't for women.
I don't know. I can't speak.
For women. Yeah, absolutely. Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. Yes. Anyways, back to poetry.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm like, I got us on the tangent. Don't ever be sorry. I can talk for days. So Final Girl. She's the last girl standing. I recently went through a situation where I felt as if I had to be silenced. And I was for a little while. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. And then I was like, no, my mama raised me better than that. I'm going to do it for my other gals who feel like they can't, and people in general, anyone who feels like they have to be silenced by somebody else or feels like they can't say anything because that person's in a higher position of power. Nope, we are not doing that. And it's easier said than done. It took me like a month to be like, oh, okay, it's time to not be afraid of this person. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yeah, that's where I want to be. I want to be able to not only speak for myself, but to help other people speak on their experiences and like help face off against that monster or that person that's just like keeps having their like foot on your neck. It's like, no, it's like we're not going to do that. And so I have started writing it. I'm writing a short film based on it, a poetry film. I don't have any details, nor do I want to share them. I want to make it a secret. But it is called Grief. It is about the 5 stages of grief and how your body reacts to it. And it's going to be very horror-inspired. I love horror movies, but like I want those tropes in there to show that it is terrifying to tell your truth at times. It feels scary. You're like, oh, yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to believe me, or I don't know if, you know, somebody's going to, I guess that's the same thing. I feel like, okay, this is my story, but sometimes people won't believe it and people believe what they want to believe, but also like, this is my story. And so I want to show the five steps of grief and how your body reacts to it. Does feel like a horror movie. It feels like, you know, you're in denial and then you're going through anger and then you're going through just mourning, and at the end of it you find clarity. And so that's what I'm working on. That that'll probably be out around the time Final Girl is out. I want to take my time with her because books take a lot of time.
Of course
it takes a lot of heart. Yeah
But I love the theme of just the Final Girl thing. And you mentioned stages of grief and everything. It seems like, you know, through that grief you kind of become the final girl in your own story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can get all those poems again, in her book, Modern Renaissance, but also she has her own poetry account on Instagram.
Yes.
Where she shares some sneak peeks and other poems that she wrote. And I know that I'm following it, so I don't know why you aren't. plug that and talk about how often you post and how do those poems differ from Modern Renaissance and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I started that account around January of last year. And I was just like, you know, I had never shared my poetry. I shared it on like a spam account or something like I had like with like a few friends on it. But I started writing poems for my boyfriend and you know, he was like, these are really good. Like, you should share these. Like, these are beautiful. It's like, okay, I will. So I made a poetry account. And I would like make some. I had like a whole like little color theme, but then I kind of was like, eh, I don't know if I'm about it. And then COVID hit and I just started writing more and more. My thought process in that, I literally post from like my notes app. Like, I will be going grocery shopping and I see like a yellow banana and I'm like, that means something to me. And I will like write about it. And it, of course, the yellow banana doesn't make it. I'm just like, oh, remember when we were at the grocery store and we were fighting and da 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 da. And I was like, oh God, it's like a Phoebe Bridgers song.
And, oh my goodness.
And I'll just write it and I post it. It's where I post a lot of my sneak peeks, or if I post like, okay, this is, it's where I post a lot of my sneak peeks, where I'll post like announcements a lot for my writing.
Yeah.
It's a special little account. It's something that I want to invest more time in. It's just something that I also like, it's just like my thought process. It's like my Twitter. Like, I will just tweet nonsense because I'm like, this is what I'm thinking and I think it's funny. That's my poetry account. This is what I'm writing and I think it kind of just resonates with me. I hope it resonates with you. And so it's kind of a thing. Like, I like when people will tell me that they connect with something that I wrote, or hey, I read like this, like, they'll give me the name of the poem from Modern Renaissance and be like, this one really resonated with me. I want to, like, talk to you about it. Yeah, that's why I write. I want things to resonate with others. It doesn't even have to be, like, you know, if I'm talking about a boy in my poem, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, if mm-hmm. somebody's like, oh, I was thinking about this girl. I was actually, that made me think of my mother. Like, oh, I love that. I think there's such vulnerability in sharing what resonates with you. And that's what poetry mm-hmm. is to me. Like, I want people to connect with it on their, like, own level. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so like, special about it. Because it's like, I connect with it on my own level, but I love hearing, like, somebody tell me their mm-hmm. experience with it. Like, oh, this reminds me of this time. And, oh, I love that. That's just... there's such strength and vulnerability. I tell people that a lot. And it's mm-hmm. just amazing to see, even like when I wrote my book, I recently had a mutual who texted me and was like, I'm thinking of like publishing my book. Like, you've inspired me and I've been writing poetry. I'm like, do it. Like, that is so amazing. Mm-hmm. I love seeing how vulnerable people are, or like, it's just strong of them to become vulnerable with me and be like, can I share this with you or this story? Yes, please. That's like, that's what I write for. I write for others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the beauty of art. Not only are you doing it to heal from something and inspire yourself, but another goal is to inspire others to mm-hmm. do the same and to heal from your artwork and see new perspective.
Yep.
And what you're offering and all that stuff. Speaking of poetry, mm-hmm. you can hear all this live on an upcoming event. Mm-hmm. We have Oh Mother.
Yes.
Studio presents Oh Mother. You can talk about that. Like, what is the event like?
Yeah.
And there's an in-person and Zoom option. What's the difference and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So in February, we had done Walks in Beauty, which was the first spoken word event. I had talked with Katie Lynn and Jess Corinne. Shout out to them. They are the owners of The Studio in Tulsa, right across from 473 on Admiral. I believe it's 2221 East Admiral in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful studio. Photography sessions usually happen there. They have makers markets. It's awesome. I remember they were going to have a makers market, which is like an art market. Local artists will sell their things, you know, local people that make like food or coffee, all that cool stuff. And I was like, oh, I would love to sell my book there. And they're like, well, you know, this is for like people that like make like physical things, but we would love if you like had a spoken word event and you can sell your book there. And they're like, would you like to have it like be a solo show? I was like, no, I'd really like there to be other artists too, because there's lot of spoken word artists in Tulsa, not only just who write poetry, a lot of rappers like Damian Shade is great, Written Quincy, Fatodi, like there are so many. And so I was like, I'd love to have just like other poets, you know. I don't know if y'all know any, but I'd love to get connected to some. There I met Jenya and Latish Corner, and they are both two wonderful poets. So we all kind of got into a trio. And we coordinated the whole thing, and we had our first spoken word. And it was wonderful. It was so intimate. It was 2 days before Valentine's Day. There was charcuterie, and it was, like, very love poems. I got to read a lot from Modern Renaissance. It was such a cool experience, and a lot of people were asking me if it would be repeated again. Like, oh, like, one woman came, and she said that, like, I was like, oh, like, do you know anyone here? And she's like, no, I just saw the event on Facebook. I love live poetry. And I was like, oh, we should keep doing this. Like, you know, people are coming who just, like, see it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And who, like, appreciate writing. And so then this one came about. We were gonna do a show in March, but it just didn't end up happening. And so Katie was saying, what about Earth Day? Maybe we can have, like, all women and, you know, in celebration of just, like, since Mother's Day is coming up soon. And I was like, oh, we can do an honor of Mother Earth. And so she's like, yes. And so Oh Mother is just an all-women celebration. I mean, men can come, too. You can come and party. But it can be it's just all women sharing their writings. And so I'm very excited for it. It's going to be a really cool event. If you can't make it in person, of course, there's Zoom. If you Venmo the studio Tulsa, though, it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yes. And speaking of, that's going to be, again, April 22nd mm-hmm. from 6 to 10 p.m. $15 for in-person, $10 on Zoom. And again, you don't want to miss hearing out, not hearing Alyssa Brown and her poetry, because it is phenomenal, if I do say so myself. But you're not only a poet, too. You're an actress,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah.
One of my dreams is to act with you, which I haven't got to do yet. But what shows have you been in? What's a noteworthy show you've been in? Like, you also wrote your own
I did,
play.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, she, like I said earlier, introducing her, she's a jack of all trades. So talk about your theater experience and, like, your own play that you wrote about.
Yeah, absolutely. First, we will be in a show together that will happen.
I've, it's
Let's do it right now. Take 2 hours. We're going to rehearse. We'll be back. So theater, I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. I played Dorothy in a production, and there was like multiple Dorothys for some reason. It was like a weird community college project, but I got to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and then I said I have to be a star. So then I just been doing theater. I've been just doing multiple shows. The last few shows that I did before COVID hit was Mamma Mia with Theater Tulsa, mm-hmm. Little Shop of Horrors with Tulsa Project Theater, a retelling of Don Juan with Tele Tulsa. And one of my favorite shows was with Theater Tulsa, Picasso at the La Panagil by Steve Martin. Wonderful. It's a wonderful comedy. Mm-hmm. I've just been doing theater. It's just been my jam. Like, that is just what I love to do. I love being dramatic and being able to just be expressive on stage. I love, like, talking to people afterwards, and it's just so fun. I did write my own play with one of my very best friends, Maddie Lyons. It's called His 19th Year, which you can also find on Amazon. It's a one-act play. We wrote, produced, directed, acted, set designed, light designed, all of it together for our senior, like, it was just a senior thing that we were like, okay, this is our, like, last mm-hmm. hurrah. She was going off to OSU. I was staying here at RSU. So we were like, we need to do something big. And we did. And we casted all of our dearest friends. Cole Chandler, very noteworthy, was a
shout
wonderful.
Out to Cole Chandler.
Shout out to Cole Chandler. And he was a wonderful addition to it. It's my favorite play I've ever done. And I know that's a little bit arrogant, but it's so special to me. So that's where I find, like, my heart to be, is like writing for theater is one of my favorites. Recently I've done some digital productions. I've directed with Tele Tulsa and Heller Theater. I'm currently on two boards with Heller Theater, the artistic board and board of directors. And theater will soon be making a live comeback. So I'm just, my heart is ready for it. And so only a matter of time.
Here's the thing too. Like, you know, I've been dying to get back on stage as well. And like, theater is almost back. And I feel like my heart has been aching to get back on stage again.
Oh, gosh. Like, so bad. I've just missed it. Like, mm-hmm. Me and my boyfriend do bits all the time because he's also very, expressive like me. And we will do bits. I'm like, I'll start crying. And he's like, what is wrong? Like, I miss it so much.
Or it's like, it's part of the scene. Hold on.
I didn't say cut. Like, you have to, like, let me do my thing.
See, that's better to have your boyfriend because I'm in my room alone. And I'm, like, doing a monologue in front of my closet mirror.
It's okay. Sometimes I sing, like, Hamilton to my cats. My cat is named Hamilton. One of them is. Mm-hmm. And I will make up cat versions of the songs. And he hates me when I do that. So, but, you know, he's got to get used to it. His mommy's an actor. So.
Where's she going
to
go? He's a cat.
Yeah, where's he going
to
go?
Yeah. Why doesn't he pack his bags and leave?
Cut to back at home. The cat literally has, like, two cases.
Oh, he would, too. He totally would.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry for theater to be back. And,
same.
You also sing. I know that it's like you sing and act.
Kaden's like, could you sing something for us? It's like when you're like 7 years old and you're like, Mom, no.
Mom, sing for us in front
Mom,
of my wife.
Mom, it's Thanksgiving. Like, I can't
do
this.
No, but like, I know your boyfriend's a musician, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Have y'all done anything together by chance?
We've worked on some songs together. Ooh, okay. So it's not like an actual thing. It's just mm-hmm. a funny thing, I guess, to add in onto our theatrical relationship. We made up a whole little concept album. I have a new little kitten named Joe, and she is so, like, she would be so dumb as a human, and I love it. Like, and so we've made her a whole mini musical. And, like, Hamilton is in love with the neighborhood. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's not even real, and I want it to be, but we will make up songs. Like, that's just how we are. Or, you know, he's been making a lot of music. He made a lot of quarantine tunes that were really great, and he would ask me to, like, sing background on some, and so we've worked on some music together, and he's very, like, jack of all trades as well, and he's always on the go, so sometimes he'll be like, all right, I have a song. I want you to sing backup on it. Learn your notes. I'm like, got it. Yeah, he is always pumping out music. Count 2-2, we make shapes. His name is Nathan Wright.
Yes.
Shout out to him. He's great.
Give him a cheer and applause.
But yeah, the other day we were like making up this concept album. I was like, hey, we should like actually record this. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, yes.
Dude, I'm so jealous. Literally, you two need to write a show or a musical, and I will audition for that right away.
I told him. I was like, we're on our way to writing a musical. We're going to be like that Marriage Story couple, and it's going to break us apart, and it's going to be so dramatic.
Oh,
and then one
goodness.
Of us will have to get one cat in the divorce. I hope he doesn't listen to this because it's just a joke.
He tunes in right now, like at that point. Do you know that meme of Scarlett Johansson when she's dancing in Marriage Story?
Yes.
That is one of the funniest things ever. I love Marriage Story.
I love the scene where they're yelling at each other, and sometimes I will like start the scene and then he'll go back at me and we'll just start doing it. Oh, I love it.
Every day I wake up and just hit the wall. If you haven't seen Marriage Story, you probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Shout out to Adam Driver.
Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. It's an amazing movie. An amazing, amazing movie.
Noah Baumbach. A little funny tidbit from that. So he wrote Madagascar 3, which is so weird because he has such a great rep. And what's funny is with Marriage Stories, I know it's like a theory and it's probably not real, but somebody was talking about how in Marriage Story, he has this argument where he's like, I'm writing the greatest movie of all time. But timeline was, at that point in the movie, like, he's writing Madagascar 3.
It's supposed to be about his life.
Yeah, I know.
So he was writing Madagascar 3. I'm writing the best thing ever. Is that when Afro Circus came
yes!
out?
Yes.
So went from Madagascar 3 to Marriage Story.
Yes. What's so funny is, like, Madagascar 3, too, which is the worst trequel you could ever make. I loved Madagascar 2. Big and Chunky is my... No, do you guys know the song?
Of course.
Okay, good. That's what I listen to once a day because it's my hype song. Madagascar 3, I had never seen it, but for some reason I was in Incredible Pizza around the time it came out, and that's the only time I've watched it.
That's the place where they will play it. They will play Madagascar 3 at Incredible
Noah
Pizza.
Noah Baumbach's like, will any theater show my movie? And Incredible Pizza's like, wait a second.
He's like, we will show your movie. 24-hour rotation.
Yeah, it's never ending. The workers are just so upset. It gets a little weird.
Yeah, it's like it's been playing for like 20 years now. We probably should stop this. This episode better be called Madagascar 2 or something like that.
Madagascar 3, the worst trequel. That's the name of it.
Okay.
We have to have a separate episode where I talk about the Madagascar films and how bad they got along the way because I had a lot of like, what's the word?
Opinions about
potential.
It. They're true. And just saying, the fact that he wrote Afro Circus blows my mind.
Okay, but let's talk about the first movie. One of my first crushes, and I, you know what? This is cancelable. So yeah, was King Julian. But like Sacha Baron Cohen as King Julian was like everything to my heart. And I was so attracted to him as Borat. He was gorgeous man. And then as King Julian, wow.
Beautiful
speaking, performance. Poetry.
Speaking of Afro Circus and other sound clips, we have a game coming up. Guess
yes!
that sound.
Yes.
Right after this quick break. You don't want to miss it. So I'll see you then. It's kind of late with Caden Coleman. See you after the break.
Now back to It's Kind of Late.
Welcome back to It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman. We're back with Alyssa Brown. Say hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
I'm also back with Caleb Broker, my producer.
Hello, everyone.
The reason I bring him up today, I usually never bring him up. His name disgusts me. Just kidding. I love him.
Why are you bullying me?
I wanted to test his sound ability. I want to get like also Alyssa's perspective on it and if she can do well at this. We have some sounds that no one's in this room heard besides me and what they actually are.
Okay.
So your goal is to guess what these sounds are. Should we go one by one or should we just have both of y'all guess?
You're the host. You pick.
We'll have everyone guess. Just everyone guess.
Everyone. Okay.
Even back at home, guess what it is. Guess this.
Even
sound.
You, Grandma. Yeah, you can guess you, too.
And to Hamilton the cat, meow.
Meow. Yeah.
All right, ready? Sound one.
Sound one.
Go ahead. All right, guys, what is that sound? I know I made him hard on purpose. And again, I didn't record these sounds, but I know what they are.
Okay.
And also, I should say, if you're, like, sensory sensitive, please don't listen to this part. If you don't like, you know, random noises
Caden
being
saw
played,
me jump. I was like, ah!
I know, I was like...
sensory overload. Okay. Okay. Goodness.
This is hard. I told you it's hard.
This is hard. Is it, like, a stapler?
Okay.
I was going to guess a lighter, but I'm not very confident in that answer.
It's an AirPods case.
What?
Oh, I own AirPods. Okay. I should have known that.
It's that iconic.
Oh, don't do that.
Okay. I should not have done that. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
I do the tongue pops constantly. I need to stop doing that.
Also, shout out to Hereditary. She does that on the movie.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, she does.
She does.
She does. Wow. Wow, come on, throwback. Yeah. 2 minutes ago. Okay, sound two.
I know this one.
Is it a microwave?
I think it's like an aquarium or a fish tank of some sort.
It's neither.
What?
It's a coffee maker.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you hear it now?
Yeah.
You really paused that you were so ready for aquarium.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I own an aquatic turtle, and I used to hear that all the time. So.
I hate that turtle.
We're not going to talk about that. That's rude.
I love animals, but I hate that turtle. No offense.
Never mind.
He's nice.
The turtle's in here, and he's like, I hate you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell him that. He'll come and bite.
Special guest, the aquatic turtle.
He's like.
His name's Sid. Sid will be on next week.
Sid.
Special guest Sid.
He's named after Sid the Sloth.
I was gonna say from Ice Age.
Yeah, because he's so slow.
Shout out to Ice Age.
Wonderful
Ice Age
movie franchise.
Shout out to Sid too.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
If you're listening, Sid, back at home. Okay, sound three.
Okay.
Okay, I think I know this one.
I think I know this one too. Is it like a spray bottle?
Okay. I was gonna say what is it called? Like a paint can.
Ooh,
not a paint can, nice. Spray paint. Spray
yeah,
paint.
Yeah, yeah.
She's closer. It's perfume.
Dang.
Perfume bottle.
Okay.
Did you hear that back at home, though? Did you guess perfume bottle? Stay tuned for the next one. All right.
Stay tuned.
Sound four.
These are actually really difficult.
Can I say, if you could see their faces, they are focusing so hard with their face just to understand what.
These are really difficult. Props to you. These are good.
Yeah, they're difficult. These are really hard. Is it like. This is going to be way too specific, and I know it's going to be wrong, but is it like a dog digging and his collar's like rubbing on the ground?
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know, like when a dog is like digging on something, he's like, I don't know.
That's the poet in you speaking right there.
Yeah.
The stupidness.
Yeah, I was just thinking whenever your mom makes meatloaf and you're scraping it in the trash can.
Hey, you want to play it again?
Yeah. Is it four? Four correct?
Yes.
I'm sticking with my answer. I don't even...
Oh, it kind of sounds like... Oh, no. It's... Nope. I was going to say like footsteps, but that wouldn't make sense because it's like... It sounds like scratching.
Yeah.
That is butter on toast, ladies and
gentlemen.
What? Okay, that makes sense because it's really crunchy.
It's like, yeah, but that's like HD quality.
That's
audio.
Like whenever you burn your toast, too.
Yeah, it's like, okay. But I love the dog one. I wish it was that one. This next one's the hardest one. Okay. I had no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Sound five.
Why was that one so long? That was a story in that sound.
That was a whole play right there. Yeah, whole musical.
Yeah. And scene. Can we hear it one more time, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
They're not gonna like, I don't want to hear it again.
There's a crunchy pit in that piece.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That's what I'm trying to like figure
this
out.
This one is the hardest one.
Could you give us a hint, maybe?
That's hard. I can't think of something.
Just some kind of a hint. Something random and obscure.
You're opening something.
Okay.
Is it like a soda can? No, there's a crunch in there.
I was thinking just a bag of chips, but I feel like that's...
That's what I was going to say, too.
Not specific. I don't know.
This one, I kind of... It's louder. It's quieter in real life, but it's peeling a banana.
What?
If you listen to it again. We're going to trigger y'all one more time.
What is the crunchy part?
Oh, because the little tip, the top of it is like that weird little tip. And
but again, I never put a banana that was that loud.
Also,
imagine
for anyone that's not in the studio, Caden was trying to demonstrate it for us. So,
yeah, like
the peeling of
the banana. Didn't know what a banana was. I'm like Gwen Stefani over here, like, banana, yes. Anyways, sound
that sounds condescending. Gwen was kind of rude.
I love Gwen Stefani.
I'm a Gwen Stefani fan.
Sound six will give you a nostalgia rush.
Oh, it's a copy machine.
It's not.
Oh!
But close.
Right.
That was my guess, too.
Is it a fax machine? I don't know. I don't know what faxes are. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I knew what that was.
Faxes goes like beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah.
And he said nostalgia.
Like, beep, boop, beep, boop. Yeah.
That's really difficult.
That
I'm going to play it one more time.
Okay.
Is it a printer?
It's not a printer.
I feel like it's like a toy of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
It's a DVD player. It has VHS player. When it rejects, when it rejects your disc and VHS.
Yeah.
You want to play it one more time just to get perspective?
Yeah.
It's like,
Me trying to put in Backyard Baseball into my computer.
No, me putting Madagascar 2 in the VHS player. Oh, VHS. It's not that old.
It wasn't around DVD. When VHS was around.
No. But me listening to Afro Circus on DVD.
There you
I
go.
Want Afro
that one
Circus
works.
On VHS.
Okay.
Only that. Think
of that. That's the episode, though.
I'm sorry. Nothing was funny about that song.
It wasn't.
I was like 7 and I was like.
It was huge.
It was.
Okay, I actually liked Afro Circus, so.
Well,
you would like Afro Circus,
yeah.
Wouldn't you? No, just kidding.
You're that kind of person.
I was that guy.
There's three people in this world.
He's like, I am Noah Bumba, you silly gooses. Geese.
There's three people in this world. Good people, bad people, the ones that listen to Afro
Circus. Afro Circus. Once
well,
you thought
does
Afro
that mean that I'm like a medium, like not good or bad, though?
You're just
it means you're
person.
Chaotic. Like on, okay. On the chart,
chaotic
you would be chaotic good. I think Afro Circus is chaotic good.
I'll accept that.
That's a fun idea for a game show. Labeling like what's chaotic.
Wait, wait, really quick. Which one do you guys think you are on the chart? You know what chart I'm talking
yeah.
about? It's like lawful good, lawful evil.
I'm kind of chaotic good.
I would say I'm chaotic neutral.
Actually, I can be evil.
I think anyone says they're... Actually, I could be a villain.
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole chart, so I can't really...
I feel like we're all kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little chaotic a little bit in their heart, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, number 7. Sound number 7.
Okay. Is it a zipper?
Correct.
Yes.
Congratulations. Give her that applause and
give a
ding.
A ding?
Give her a bra. Show us a bra.
Oh, she wants a bra.
Bra.
Yes.
Wait, I want a Roblox death sound.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know we had that.
Oh, no. Oh, it's so fun. I love sound effects in this show. But good job.
Yes.
Zipper is correct.
Yes.
Next up, we have a sound number 8.
I feel bad if I can get it wrong. It's like it's just cutting paper with scissors.
That's what I was going to say.
Correct.
Let's go.
Nice.
Does that mean that I get a point too?
Yes,
yeah, you get
good
a
job.
This is my
good
sound.
Job.
Why are you bullying me?
Good job. It is cutting paper. That's correct.
Nice.
Okay.
Next up, we have sound number 9. This one's pretty hard too.
I think I know this one, but you go first.
You can see Alyssa's face glistening these sounds. She's like looking around the room like, what could this sound be? It's beautiful.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to think. Is it like walking in the snow, like snowshoes?
It's really, I'll say this. What? It's usually so quiet, but it's really high.
Oh, well, never mind then. I was going to say like scraping ice off a windshield.
Yeah.
There's scratching.
Oh, okay.
Scratching
is it like scratching
or
your face? Like... Scratching your head or something?
Scratching your skin is a correct answer.
Hmm.
It's very high def, so it's kind of like unrealistic.
That's awful. Like, I'm glad that's quiet because I would not scratch my face
if it sounded like that. Imagine, like,
sounds like
know.
This.
I have psoriasis, so that's how it feels. Like, it's just like. Ugh.
See, imagine in classic it being that loud, too. It's like someone's giving a lecture
Ew.
And you're like. And then I have a class.
I feel like that's definitely someone with a beard or facial hair, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, true. True.
That's what it sounds like when I scratch. I'm not going to do it now, but...
Yeah, ASMR. okay. Sound number 10. This is the
last
sound,
one.
But this is me every single day.
Okay.
Noted.
Oh. It's stepping on a computer.
It's not.
Oh.
Let's give it another listen.
Yeah. I'll play it again.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's like taking pills or something. Like
no.
Caden
no.
says it's him every day.
I'm not. Oh gosh. Caden, I'm not implying Caden's. Yeah. No.
No. You ready? It's unlocking your door. The wrong key.
Oh,
play
that's
it
again,
funny. Play it again. Play it
yeah.
again.
That
yeah,
is really
fidgeting.
Specific.
That is very specific.
You hear it? You can't find your key. Oh no.
That's like not what it sounds like, though. I've never heard that sound
Girl,
in my life.
That's my that's Girl. That's the soundtrack to my life. Right
I've
there.
Never heard that.
I
before.
Put the wrong key in the wrong doors all the time, and I don't even have that many keys.
Yeah,
and I lose my keys.
Caden's the kind of person that has so many keys that you can hear him walking like down the hallway because it's like just keys everywhere.
I sling him. One time, yeah. This is for real, a story. I was slinging him around and I hit somebody in the back of my head because it got out of the back of my hand and it hit somebody in the head. Everyone just sounds like,
I would feel so embarrassed. That would give me, like, I would literally be like, ugh.
I was literally, like, comforting them like they were dying. Like, I thought, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just
Did
sorry.
They die?
No, they're fine. They went to the ER.
You committed a murder that day.
They had a concussion. They haven't woke up from it yet.
You didn't notice the SWAT team outside of the door?
Oh, shoot. That was today?
We should.
The SWAT team? They're going to take me out?
Caden's on the most wanted list now.
Yeah.
From the FBI.
Sometimes I feel like I am.
Do you ever feel like you're on America's Most Wanted?
Do you ever have like main character syndrome? Like maybe I'm on a SWAT team's hit list.
Okay, I do that. Like sometimes mm-hmm. when somebody will knock on my door, I'm like, the cops are here. Like I don't do anything remotely in that realm, and I'm like, they're coming to get
me. They're on to me.
Yeah.
Or do you know whenever
my GTA, cat's called in CPS?
GTA satisfies my fulfilling for that. Like when you get 5 stars in GTA, I'm like, ooh, I'm a criminal.
Once they get the helicopter on you,
yeah, game over. So evil. Anyways, that is a good place to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, make sure you check out Alyssa Brown and all her goodies. Where can they find
you
at, Alyssa?
You can find me on Instagram, L-Y-S-S-I-E Brown, Lissy Brown. Don't add me on Facebook. That's a weird one. It's for fam. But you can find... I'm like so intentional. I'm like, don't add me on Facebook.
If you do, we will
I will
you down.
Reject your friend.
The SWAT team will hit you next.
No, but I am on Instagram. Come to the event on April 22nd if you can. If not, join in your pajamas on Zoom. It's only $10. That's like a whole meal at McDonald's if you're getting a lot of things. So...
Sorry, so specific. But okay, that's April 22nd.
Shout out McDonald's. No, we can't promote McDonald's.
if you want to come on the show, McDonald's, Ronald McDonald on the
Ronald
show.
McDonald, yeah. Please come on.
Anyways, April 22nd is Oh Mother from 6 to 10. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're $15 in person, $10 on Zoom. You can find that on the Facebook page for the studio. And her book, Modern Renaissance, is available now.
Yeah.
Other than that, thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you next Friday on It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman. See you then.